check yesterday and I go, oh, no, this is something's wrong.
Because yeah.
Usually I come during spring break. And in the past, Kathy Dawes and I'd have to change my schedule because sometimes I'd be out of town. And so that's what got me all confused. So anyway,
do you hit the beaches on spring break?
Yeah, the old days.
Yeah.
No.
You know, I don't remember being on spring break when I was a kid. I don't remember that in the schools or even when I was, you know, my brief stint in college.
Well, some of your listeners may know because I've been on here for 18 years now, but
that long.
Time flies when you're having fun. But I grew up in New England in Massachusetts, and we actually, I do very specifically remember, we actually had a winter break. We had a week off in February right around Washington. You know, Lincoln's... This is really going to test some of the people in the community, but you used to have a holiday for Lincoln's birthday Washington's birthday, which
February
were a week
12th and 21st.
So they used to be a week and a half or so apart, and so at least some of the schools back east, we would have a week off in February for your public schools, and then in April, we would have another week off for spring break. Now, this is high K through 12, but we also went to school until the end of June. So, you know, it's every part of the country is different in how they handle it. But back in New England, most of the schools still have a winter break and a spring break, and they still go to school until where we around here get out usually before Memorial Day. They don't get out until the third week or even the fourth week of June.
Really? That late into it?
But then they don't start till after Labor Day.
Well, they don't have a wheat harvest to be out anytime early on.
They have beaches they got to get to. You know, those kinds of things.
That's not just spring break. It's lifestyle.
Right. So when I heard you earlier this morning talking about that you didn't remember having a spring break. That's interesting. So, but I grew up with that, and so both a winter and a spring break. But I went to school again till June 25th, 26th.
And don't you still feel the scars?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's really been detrimental. I can't handle it anymore. When people complain, they only
it's
get
too bad. It's too bad. I'm sorry that you had to live through that your entire childhood.
Yeah.
But spring break around here, it's very lively. Of course, coming up Saturday is the big St. Patrick's Day activities in Aggieville. Of course, the fake Paddy's Day brings a lot of people into town, too. You had the 2A state basketball tournament, and Karen was in earlier talking about, you know, the financial aspects that are associated with that, but not so much about fake Paddy's Day. But there's a lot to that. But this Saturday is always just a lot of fun for the locals, I guess you could probably say, with St. Patrick's Day activities in Aggieville.
It is true, but you know, Dave, I think it is also growing in bringing people in. I was talking to one of our newer hotels and the manager last night, and she said that actually this weekend, I mean, there's other things going on in town besides St. Paddy's Day celebration, but she said that they're seeing more and more people coming to this event coming up this weekend, and yes, they were full last weekend too with Fake Paddy's Day. But they're seeing a lot of people, families coming from out of town that want to participate in the run, the parade, and just a fun activity coming up in Aggieville and for our community this weekend. So
we may also have a WNIT basketball game.
We could
Saturday.
I hope so.
So that would be an awful lot of fun. So.
So you know, there's a lot of things that always are going on in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. When people say to me, there's not much going on, I go, you all are crazy, because there's always events happening in this community, whether it's the McCain Series or Manhattan Arts Center or baseball or basketball or football. I mean, gosh, there's just, no matter what your taste is, there's just
not
a
to
lot
mention
of stuff.
The things that are happening in the schools.
Right. Yeah, there's lots of things. Since we're talking about public schools, there's lots and lots of activities that happen there. So, you know, Manhattan's got a lot of energy and a lot of excitement. And even though the college students will be away for the spring break, and there's still a lot of other stuff that goes on. And as you know, and having been here now a long time, people look forward to this week when the locals can go into Aggieville and get to their favorite restaurant there more easily. And as well as in the summertime. But there's lots of stuff that goes on here.
Yeah, yeah. You just had your banquet, and that was just a couple of weeks ago, but from what it seems like, the big annual Chamber of Commerce banquet with a couple of great people that were recognized. And it's also, it's not just about, you know, the Citizen of the Year and the Volunteer Year. Those are very important. But it's also a celebration of the successes that we've had in our local economy through the Chamber's activities. There's all kinds of things that are going on. And let's get an update on our local economy that, that you know, we'll get to the opening soon, and there's a lot of those that are coming up as well. But the local economy still seems to be strong.
Yeah, Dave, it does. You know, can we continue to be fortunate? And I think that, as I've said many times on here, when we track a lot of statistics at the Chamber, and again, as I always say, I'm not an economist, and nobody at the Chamber is an economist, but we do look at data and information that the city collects, the county collects, the state collects, the federal government collects, and we try to look at that to see what we're doing, and we talk to different people within our city and county who also track other data and information, and overall, you know, we're still pretty good. We have flattened out a little bit in the last couple of years, and we've talked about, and I know that you have Perry Wiggins on that talks about Fort Riley as the governor's military representative, and you know, we're down some soldiers at Fort Riley. We have a lot of deployments there. That does very much affect our local economy. And we're down a number of students at Kansas State University. But still, overall, our community still, I just had a couple of people in the last couple of days just randomly stop me somewhere and say, I just still can't believe the building and construction that we see going on in our community. And, of course, it's headlined by NBAF, which is by far the biggest individual contract that I think maybe Manhattan's ever had, with a $1.25 billion construction project. And they're ramping up the number of construction workers almost every single week. And they'll reach a peak in June. And I know you have folks come on and focus and talk about that. But, you know, overall, Dave, we're still very fortunate here.
You know, and you talked about, you know, those two big factors with Fort Riley and with K-State students, and talk about the continued growth here. We'll continue some of that discussion, but first let's go to the phones. By the way, we do encourage anybody with a question or a comment as far as our local economy activities with the Chamber to call us at 537-1350. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
My question has been the last couple of times, what percentage of commercial vacancies do we have compared to the entire number of square feet that are available? It should be a pretty easy figure to come up with. It appears to me that about every area in town you can rent a commercial space, some of them very large, i.e. Ray's Apple Market, West Side, giant place, Black Center. Every center in town has vacancies. The mall, I went through the mall, I've been in there for a year, I was shocked. I was totally shocked. I can't believe how many places are empty in there. I just wonder, what are we at an all-time high in commercial space, brand new, not even moved into in history? I'd like an answer, please. And thanks for the great job today.
All right, appreciate your call, Lyle. There's a lot to answer to with that.
Yeah, there is. I don't, off the top of my head, the caller asked about I don't know off the top of my head the total square footage of commercial in our community, space that's available. And I don't know the total vacancy rate. We're not just locally, you and I, before we went on the air, Dave, we're talking a little bit on just the national, especially as it relates to retail space. I will tell you that office space, there are... we're working with a number of potential prospects to our community that are looking for office space, and they're looking for large sections of office space around the city. We have lots of individual offices or a couple of offices here and there are available, and that's one area that we track. You got apartment vacancy numbers, and then you've got retail, and I think that we as a whole country are in a real transition with retail space, and we can try to address it and talk about it. And just in a general statement, since the caller asked about the mall, we can get back to that in a little more detail. The mall is very aware that it has vacancy, and a lot of people say, well, aren't they doing anything about it? And the answer
they're always
is,
doing something
they're,
about it.
They're working very, mm-hmm. very hard. But we're in a very different world in the United States right now as it relates to retail. And your lead story on your national news all morning has been about Toys R Us closing, a chain that's been in business 70 years, has been very, very, I think 70, 60 or 70 years.
A long time.
A long time. Very, very successful. And they have been hit by internet sales, Amazon in particular, that have just really, really changed that. Now, we did not have, do not have a Toys R Us full-time store. And as you and I talked about a little earlier, in the mall occasionally has, during the Christmas season, a Toys R Us store that's been there for the holiday time. But we know that there's Toys R Us stores in Wichita and Topeka and Kansas City, and according to the national news, they're all going to close.
Yeah,
And about 30,000 employees are going to be
looking for work. A lot of vacant buildings and a lot of people looking for work.
Yeah.
We have another call. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus with Chamber President Lyle Butler.
Hi. I just have a question about NBAF. This is sort of off-subject, but is there a I have a number I can call. I noticed there's only one huge tower crane left up there now, and I'd like to watch it get taken down. Can I find out when that'll happen?
You know, Marty Veneer comes in once a month and visits with us about NBAF and where it is. And we get updates on a regular basis, and I, you know, much of the a lot of the exterior work, a lot of the support aspects of the structure are in place, and that's why we're down to one crane now. And I think that's going to be up for some time, because now they're starting to put a lot of equipment, and this is large-scale equipment, in the building, and they need that crane for utilizing that. Lyle, do you have an answer? You know how long that crane's going to be there?
No, I don't specifically. That's a question for Marty or, mm-hmm. or Tim Barr, who's head of overall construction up there. Those two could give you a better answer to that. But at one point, we did have four very large cranes there. It was very impressive to see that. But you're right. As you identified, a lot of the big, heavy lifting stuff is done, and now they're focusing on dropping in equipment, and they still need that one other crane. They've got a couple of smaller ones there too, and I'm sure many of those are going to be there for a little while longer, but a lot of the work is really going to begin to start focusing on the inside of that building. I mean, it's a huge building, and you know what I tell people is, when you talk about the square footage, is if you go into our Walmart here in Manhattan, go to the center of that store and imagine adding three more stores the same size to that, and that would give you the idea of the kind of square footage. Now, it's on multiple levels.
Vertically.
Yeah, and people need to also remember is that it's also a lot of it is what I call underground, and it's into because the hill there slopes down, and so a lot of it is backed in, and there was a deep, deep, deep hole there that they filled in. It's an incredibly large building.
I think about once a month I've driven up to the Department of Ag parking lot just to look over the progress there, and it's fascinating. We need to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about some local economic aspects, including maybe some get a start on some of the openings and closings, transitions in our local economy. KMAN's In Focus. I'm Dave Lewis, in for Brady Bowman this morning. Lyle Butler with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce is our guest.